This week's Talon Marks Campus NewsHour movie review aims its missiles at Cabin in the Woods. Assistant online editor Sarah Neiman shows absolutely no mercy on her opinion of this stink bomb film.
Cabin in the Woods is incredibly cheesy. Other than the gore factor, even a person who is terrified by horror movies can sit through this movie without breaking a sweat.
Everybody ready? Get the show on the road!
Doesn't even show up on the GPS. Is unworthy of global positioning.
That's the whole point. Get off the grid, right?
The most thrilling part of the movie was at the very beginning, when the audience gets a quick boost of adrenaline by the sudden unexpected flash of the title. Cabin in the Woods was director Drew Goddard's first shot at the silver screen, and he couldn't translate the unique storyline into the epic film it could have been. He turned what could have easily been an instant classic into something audiences shouldn't have to pay around $8 to go see.
I'm thinking this thing doesn't take credit cards.
Sign says closed.
We're looking for, what's it called?
Tillerman Road.
Not to get you there, getting back. That's your concern.
As you expect from any Lionsgate film, the blood and guts were there in abundance. It has the typical scary movie archetypes, the promiscuous girl, the jock, smart guy, etc., but it was all set up for the actual plot. Five young people go into the woods to party up for a weekend, blah, blah, blah. But in reality, it's setting up for the subplot of the movie.
The lambs have passed through the gate. They are come to the killing floor.
Let's get this party started!
I seriously believe something weird is going on.
There are tiny hints that are purposely meant to look like they just fall in place with an obvious plot, but they are there to make the audience start to catch on to the actual storyline. Unless you're someone who looks for hidden meanings and overanalyzes everything, you might miss a big chunk of those hints. To be considered a good movie, the average moviegoer has to believe the story and care about the characters. The plot has to be easily followed, pull them in, and make them want to stay to find out what happens next. The beginning and middle of the movie were as close to an epic fail as any movie could be, but the end almost makes the movie worth it. Almost. Don't write Cabin in the Woods completely off. It is definitely worth the dollar it will cost to go see in a few weeks after it tanks in the box office. For Talon Marks Campus NewsHour, I'm assistant online editor Sarah Neiman reporting.
We gotta get out of here.